Hello, everybody, and welcome to TYH. My name is Anglo, and with me we have Nike, that one guy.
How's it going?
It's going fantastic. So we got drops.
Now you'll know whenever Clown World abounds.
Yep. So, I wanted to give a more proper thanks to the people who gave us some Bitcoin donations. We got like over $100 in Bitcoin donations, and that was very helpful, and we thank you. Seriously, it means a lot
to us. The real MVPs. God bless.
Yeah, God bless y'all. So, how are you doing today, Nike?
Doing quite well. Loving life.
You're loving life.
Hell yeah.
Do you love your wife?
I will.
That's good.
What about you? You just gonna be that guy who just always talks about how much he hates his wife?
Yeah, well, I mean, hang out with the guys at poker.
Yeah, just, you know, drink Jack Daniels like there's no tomorrow, gamble money, talk to other guys who are divorced or single.
And then comment creepily on Instagram models' pages with a improper, what would you call that, profile picture where it's like a weird angle.
Yeah, the MySpace angle.
Not even a MySpace, I'm talking about like boomer angle. Chin.
Oh, the boomer angle. Yes.
Like you can only see the eyes or you can see the whole face, but it's like from below.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand. Like, I understand you don't know how to use technology, but what made you not understand what looks like crap? Like, how could you not know that that looks horrendous when you have a camera down below and it makes you look fat and weird?
Maybe they just like doing that because it's contrarian.
I don't know, man.
I'm sure it's mostly because of technological ineptitude, but
still,
maybe some of them are just contrarians.
Maybe. I
don't think it's possible.
They're just not self-aware. You can't, I understand, yeah. Like, okay, webcam's hard to use, but you could still straighten it up, make it look nice.
It's got to be that phenomenon of turning a certain age and not giving a fuck.
Yeah, that's the age you just start pooping in your pants.
Right, because
everything's a circle. You go back to being a baby when you're old.
You're not trying to impress anybody.
Yeah.
Your brain is slowly being dipped into the river Styx on another plane of existence, so you revert to
your
infantilism.
Your brain is getting dipped on.
Yeeted right into the river.
So, I think the audience really enjoyed when we kept up with the news and we looked at Twitter hashtags and stuff. So we're going to do something similar. We're going to look at some Twitter moments today. And this one, this is the most important one of all. Rashida Jones welcomed her first child with Ezra Koenig, reports say.
Not going to lie, I actually like Vampire Weekend a lot.
Well, it's because you're basic.
Maybe true, but...
It's not 2011.
I can't help it if it's a jam, man.
They're literally all Jews, I think.
And that might be true. I haven't
paid for people who don't know
any of their music before. The most I've financially contributed to them is whatever ads they play on their YouTube.
Well, for those who don't know, Ezra Koenig is like a singer for an indie band, but not like an underground indie band called Vampire Weekend.
Post-underground.
Yeah.
I think they won Best New Artist like 6 years after their debut album.
That's cool. Yeah, he's from New York City, he would have thought.
Yeah, from Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn, oi! But he was raised in New Jersey.
Again, no big shock.
Yeah, but it's very important news. So I just want to get that out of the way. There's this one. Teen with severe allergy who died after eating baguette. Didn't receive defibrillator on flight. I hate saying that word. Can you say it?
Defibrillator?
Yeah, defibrillator.
No, it's defibrillator.
You know, it's
the way it's spelled here is defibrillator.
Oh, sorry.
And I don't think they spelled it right, but the way they spelled it is B with the B-R-I-L-L.
Huh.
Defibrillator is how they spell it.
What makes no sense to me is that she has a hyphenated name, but one of her last name is French, La Perouse. She still died from a baguette. So it sounds like a Carl Pilkington story. Yeah, there's this girl.
Frog.com.
What?
It's just because she got owned by a baguette, you know. She couldn't handle the big French baguette in her mouth. Yeah. She got frogged.
So this is one. This is weird. It's in Russia. A woman is buried beneath a large iPhone tombstone in Ufa, Russia.
Hopefully alive, right?
No, she dead.
Hmm.
So the tombstone is the shape of an iPhone, and inside this, you know, the screen, there's a picture of her. So it literally says iPhone on the back. Like, it has an Apple logo, and it says iPhone on the tombstone.
I'm so glad they paid for this poor family's
Well, I'm just waiting for like a Jew from iPhone. I mean from Apple, like, to say, "Hey, you gotta take that down.
You gotta pay royalties.
You gotta pay royalties for your poor daughter." Yeah.
Yeah. That's one thing that always fills me with existential horror is what I see brand themed caskets or tombstones. Like,
I have never seen that IRL. Have you seen that IRL or something?
No.
I assume that's more of like an African American thing, but maybe it's just everyone.
I don't care who it is, man. It's still horrifying.
It is horrifying. Well, it's like
I know how worldly the Negroes of the world are, but my God, is there no solemnity to be found even in the savages?
Well, it's like they do
you
that.
You realize the answer is no when you see Jamaican grave marker twerk videos.
I did not know that existed. I've seen ICP-themed caskets.
Well, the ones I particularly despise are Budweiser and Bud Light.
What? Now, I suspect are you going to have a Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Yeah.
Tombstone?
It's to hipster virtue signals that get buried in something that looks like a 30 of Pabst.
Remember Gigi Allen?
Yeah.
So if you guys don't know, Gigi Allen was this punk rocker kind of from the late 80s, early 90s. Well, he's been around since like the late 70s, but his peak was in the late 80s and early 90s. He died in like 93 or something, but he was a crazy guy. He would like poop on stage and throw out the audience and stuff like that. But his gravestone, people would just go there and just take dumps as a tribute. They would poop on his gravestone.
How profound.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so. What would your grave? I think mine would be like a book. I'll just have a normal one. Screw it. I don't need any of this like weird stuff. But what brand? Ubuntu?
Are you asking me what brand I would tolerate for this?
For your tombstone?
There is no corporate entity that I love enough to want it to be the thing people see last before they cover me in dirt.
What about the corporate state?
Like some sort of Italian modernist painting or sculpture that's supposed to embody or represent a, you know, corporatist state.
Yes.
I'd have to see it first, but probably not. Unless it really spoke to me, which modernist painting doesn't. Sorry. But I just don't like it. So I'm going to say that it's way more likely that you'll never find any such artwork that will inspire me to want to be buried in it. Do you like Italian modernism?
I don't really know. I've seen it. I was always into like weird avant-garde music, but never into like painting. So I don't really know. Can't really compare. It's like the futurism and stuff. Yeah.
Maybe that was the...
I know Evola got his start as a Dada artist, of all things.
I think Dada is different from these two.
Da-da-da.
But so. You're right, actually. I meant futurism, not modernism.
Yeah, futurism. Greek futurism.
Greek futurism.
Turk futurism. So, there's another one. Swedish advertising watchdog decides distracted boyfriend meme is sexist. I think we all know this one. It shows...
It's just the stock photo.
Yeah, it's a lad walking with his girlfriend, and... Oh, it shows it's him... What? Yeah.
He's casting a glance
at a girl's butt.
Behind his shoulder. Yeah, to see a woman who just passed by, take a look at her from behind.
Yeah, so.
We all know it. It's a normie meme.
Yeah, it's very normie, but.
Why is it a sexist?
Because it doesn't make sense, though, because I know the Swedes are big on polyamory, so this is not sexist. This is just, it's just an expression of native Swedish culture, which is polyamory and interracial and trans and non-binary.
There's too many white people in it. That's why it's sexist.
Are they in, they look like they're in Europe, though. So maybe it was taken in Sweden.
I have no idea. I've also never heard of this Swedish advertising board or whatever. So well, I have no idea about their legitimacy or cultural authority.
I don't... Who cares about this gay stuff?
Nobody cares.
Let's see. It was founded by Oscar Schwartz in Uppsala, Sweden. Yeah, this guy looks very Swedish. With that... Looks like he dyed his hair blonde so he could look... Hello, fellow Swedes! hello! Oi! Hey! Hey, there's a Jew everywhere.
Right. Well, as a wise man once said, behind every Jew, there is a Swede.
Yep.
Yeah, this guy's got big... Big old hot dog nose.
Yeah. Nicki Minaj and Cardi B's ongoing feud bags a new meme.
Hopefully it's the both of them are dead meme.
Yeah, that's a good... That's a...
It's a funny meme. I chuckle.
Uh-oh, this is important. Sony finally allows Fortnite crossplay on a PS4. Whatever the heck that means.
It means that they can play against people who aren't using that particular console.
Mm.
Imagine just... Being the guy who is the only one using PC in a server full of, like, 12-year-olds on a console.
Mm.
It's not even fair at that point from a structural
You got that aim with standpoint. The mouse.
Yeah, it's way easier to play these shooters with a mouse.
It's not easier because the people that you're playing with are also very good because they have a mouse. And they're more experienced, okay?
No, I'm saying, like... Because it's cross-platform.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Like, hypothetically, if you're in a server where everyone else is using, you know, PS4 controllers, then you're going to wreck them, in addition to the fact that they're kids, and, you know, kids can't play video games competitively.
So, let's skip this Fortnite stuff, because I know there's big memes about Fortnite, and they really annoy me, because I don't even know what Fortnite is, and I don't care. About memes anymore. But this is very important. Etrogs are on display as part of Sukkot. So Sukkot is a Jewish holiday.
Of course it is.
When they cut the tip of
You didn't have to tell me.
When they cut the tip off of a
That's a different one. That they don't need a holiday for that. Just, you know, anytime a kid's born, they're like, I can't wait for the next Sukkot.
So, Sukkot, commonly translated as Feast of the Tabernacles,
Feast of the Foreskins.
It's a biblical Jewish holiday. Biblical, right? Definitely not Talmudic. But anyways, so the etrogs are on display as a part of Sukkot. The etrogs...
So, etrogs, isn't that just like degenerates on Twitter?
No, etrogs, not internet or electronic troglodytes.
Internet troglodytes.
The etrog is a fruit, or similar to a lemon.
I've never heard of that.
It's similar to a lemon. It's one of the four species Jewish people are to ritually wave on the harvest holiday of Sukkot, which ends on September 30th. People go through various lengths to obtain the citrus depending on where they live. So it's like a harvest feast. I guess to celebrate it, they wave a lemon. And they go extreme lengths to be able to procure this rare etrog.
Oh, I'm sure. Let me guess. It's only grown in Israel.
It's only grown in Israel. Suck it. Yeah.
You got to get... And you can't just buy any etrog. You got to get the certified kosher etrogs. right?
Yeah.
If you grow it yourself, then it don't count. Okay, yeah. I've actually just never heard of this fruit before.
Did you know that the etrog, one of the classic symbols of succot, is a Chinese fruit? So Chinese really like the succot as well.
Hmm.
Learn about how it became connected with the holiday.
Yeah, how the hell did they get it?
I don't know!
They just got Chinese seeds and they're like, oh, this is good.
The holiday of succot isn't complete without a lulav and an etrog.
Oh, your audio is fucked.
Is it?
Yes.
Like robot? Like robot?
Yeah. Like robot? Yeah.
A few moments later.
All right, so Nike, do you like succot?
No.
You don't like succot, huh? You must be bigoted if you don't like succot.
I don't think it's particularly bigoted. It's just read the works of Saint John Chrysostomos.
Just say it in a normal way. You don't have to do the whole Greek pronunciation.
Saint John Chrysostom.
Yeah, there we go. None of this stupid stuff.
Not his actual name.
No.
No, but he wrote in one of his sermons against the Jews that is grave offense to celebrate and participate in Jewish holidays and celebratory traditions that weren't affirmed by the life of Christ.
Hmm.
And his new covenant.
Hmm.
So, as such, yeah, I don't do any of that.
Well, that's good.
Yep, you won't catch me at succot.
Well, I don't want you to suck it.
I don't want you to suck it either.
Oh, God. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about? Because I don't fucking know what to talk about.
Sure, we could discuss some interesting endeavors Mile High.
Hmm. What?
So, from the International Business Times, flight passenger tried opening plane's exit door midair.
Hmm.
Published 2 days ago from Vaishnavi Vaidyanathan.
Hmm.
A passenger sparked panic midair after when he tried to open the exit gate, apparently mistaking it for the washroom door on a Go Air flight from New Delhi to the Indian city of Patna on Saturday.
Hmm.
A couple of passengers panicked and shouted after they saw the man get up from his seat, walk towards the rear end, and try to open the exit door.
Rear end, huh?
Of the plane, presumably. But I guess it's left ambiguous.
Well, the rear end, like, he could have done the exit door on his rear end, you know, release that.
Hmm.
In the plane.
But you walk towards your own ass. Technically, you're always walking away from your ass. Unless you're walking backwards.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a poetic way of saying you walked backwards.
Hmm.
I doubt it, though. Cabin crew members rushed towards him, and after a bit of wrestling, managed to restrain him with the help of other passengers. The man, who was a native of Kankarbach, Patna, was kept under watch throughout the journey, local daily The Telegraph reported. He was handed over to the Central Industrial Security Force once the flight landed in Patna. The CISF personnel handed him over to the police, who detained him at the airport police station, a senior Go Air official told local daily Deccan Herald on Monday.
Hmm.
During the interrogation, the man in his 20s argued since he was traveling in a flight for the first time, he mistook the exit door for that of a bathroom.
Hmm.
Quote, the youth had been identified as a resident of Kankarbach. He works with a private bank in Ajmer in Rajasthan and had boarded the Go Air Delhi Patna flight on Saturday evening. He was a first-time flyer, and whatever happened was the result of confusion. Airport, police station, house official, or house officer, Mohammed Sanwar Khan, told the Telegraph. People asked him why he was doing so, and author notes trying to open the exit gate. He told them he needed to use the toilet urgently and kept tugging at the exit door. Pandemonium prevailed amid all this, and he was restrained and finally handed over to us. He said that the confusion happened because he had boarded a flight for the first time in his life.
I wonder if it's just an instance, because India has a lot of dialects of language. Like, what if the exit, like the sign that says exit was written like in a dialect he didn't understand?
Maybe.
But no, like, there's I think Hindi is like is the standard one or something. I think he's just stupid. Or he just wanted to kill himself. I don't know what's going on with this dude.
They compare this story to something that had happened earlier in May, where a Chinese passenger opened the emergency exit on a plane because the cabin was, quote, too stuffy and hot.
Oh.
He opened the door after the flight of the southern city of Sanya on Hainan Island had landed. He claimed that he had waited in the aisle for 10 minutes as passengers left the plane, and the cabin was too stuffy and too hot. He was arrested and kept in detention for 15 days, The Independent reported.
Ah, you know, open door! Hit him with stick. No, open door! No, don't! Hit him with stick again for 15 days.
Too hot! Cabin too hot! Open door! Haven't you ever had to... maybe you're standing at the back of the plane, you gotta wait for everyone else to get off. 10 minutes! That's, like, ideal.
Yeah.
If you can leave the plane, if you can disboard in 10 minutes,
that's good.
I'm not going to complain.
This guy was.
I've had to wait, like, closer to 20 or more in some flights I've been on, just because you have old people or people have a ton of bags. They take a long time to get out of the way. And if there's only one way to get off the plane, then you're really in trouble. So... this guy couldn't wait 10 minutes before he's like, I gotta open this emergency door and get some fresh air. Lord knows I don't get enough of it in China, I can't tolerate it on this plane for 10 fucking minutes.
Jiggity China, the Chinese chicken. Get a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Hear that horrible song?
I was gonna say the soot in the air makes your breath start to thicken.
I'm trying to make some lyrics up.
Yeah, you can do it later.
Making Air Jordans with the lights off.
Oh my gosh, that's a good new twist in that. work on it.
I'm still working on it. It's something I've been thinking about for the past 10 years.
How to parody that song.
Yeah. That's the worst song that's ever happened. Thank you, Canada, for Bare Naked Ladies.
I think there's been worse songs.
What's worse than Bare Naked Ladies?
Bare
Naked Men. It's pretty bad.
Agreed.
They're from Scarborough, Ontario, Canada.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne is pretty bad.
Dude, he is completely overrated. I don't even know why.
I don't know anyone who rates him at any scale.
Fans of rap music even like him. It's garbage. Like, you can listen to just anything else, even if you hate the genre entirely, and know that you definitely hate Lil Wayne more than pretty much anyone else.
Yeah. Well, one thing that annoyed me about the Bare Naked Ladies was that these faggots, you could hear the Canadian accent when they were playing, when they were singing. And there's one thing I don't like. That's Canadian accents.
Oosh.
So, no, I'm just kidding, Canadian fans. I love you.
Just pronounce your words right. It's not hard.
Yeah, dude. There's a dictionary and it has pronunciation guide.
Speak fucking English!
Speak clearly. We know how to speak right here in New York. Dude, this is correct way of speaking. What's the worst accent? Without being joking. Canadian isn't the worst one. No, Canadian dude.
I don't know.
Sometimes actually
Afro-Carib.
I would say my least favorite used to be New York accent, because I hated New Yorkers. But The Daily Show made me start liking WAPs from New York. It's just... I don't know. Is it like that Fargo accent or something? Or it's like kind of Canadian.
I can't hate that.
It's kind of quaint. You know what accent I don't like? The American accent, because it's not trad.
Do you only speak
receive,
GP?
I speak receive pronunciation.
Or RP. See, yes. That's how you can tell I'm an American. I assume it to be given pronunciation instead of received pronunciation.
Well, also, as a red pill.
Because I think of it more of just like, that's the teacher's fault instead of that's you accepting it.
Received pronunciation.
Yeah, just think of the difference in the implication there, received versus given.
Yeah. Huh. Received. Well, received pronunciation is actually newer than like our accent. Well,
yeah, there are some Queen's English.
I think there are some, well, maybe not our current one, because people even from the 40s sounded a bit different. But, like, we have a lot of anachronisms in our language that they don't use anymore, which makes
anachronisms?
It, yeah.
Like what?
Let me see. What's some of the... They don't use faucet, I don't think, or something.
They just say spigot.
What are some...
I got my kosher spigot for suck it on the Sabbath.
what is one of them? I don't know, but I think there's some weird ones. Maybe it's, I don't know, I'm not expert.
I kind of don't understand what you mean by anachronism. Like, how is it anachronistic?
It's out of place, and I'm looking at the definition. It's out of time. It's out of place. It belongs in a different time era, meaning it's old.
Well, I mean, if it exists now, then how can you delegitimize that? Well, even if it existed before, and the fact that it exists now doesn't mean it's, you know, illogically placed in time. It's just happens to be a recurrence.
Whatever, just suck it. Just suck it, dude. Dude, is this a good episode so far?
Sure.
Are we going too abstract here?
No.
Yeah.
That's what we're known for. Come on.
Yeah, I did not do any preparation for this episode.
It's all right. We can talk about some interesting happenings in Germany.
What happened in Germany? Did they get their country back?
Well, we'll see.
Did they revive
Associated Press?
Immanuel Kant, because I like his books.
Are they going to complete the system of German idealism?
Come on, don't do that here.
Far-right German party's plans for Jewish section criticized.
Oh, Jewish section, huh? Where are you going to put them?
Well, the far-right Alternative for Germany party has announced it will create a Jewish section within the party.
Oh, darn it.
Widespread criticism by Jewish groups across the country.
I thought it would create a Jewish section for like them to stay at.
The city.
To concentrate, to meditate.
Exactly.
Meditation camp.
You know, a sort of gentrified ghettoification, if you will.
So AFD now has a Jewish wing.
The article continues, one prominent Jewish student group accused the anti-migrant party on Wednesday as being, quote, one of the biggest threats to Jewish life in Germany.
Hmm.
The AFD is not getting a kosher certificate from us, said the Jewish, the Jewish Students Union of Germany.
The only way they get a kosher certificate is if we get their throats and we slice it. That's how they do it. Oof. To animals.
Good point.
That's
Dahlia Grinfeld said her group is urging all Jews in Germany to join a protest rally next month in the central German city of Offenbach, where the party plans to launch its new Jews in quote unquote Jews in the AFD section.
Jews in the AFD section and line up here.
Right against this wall. Each of you have been given a shovel. Please use it to dig a hole about 3 feet deep and 6 feet long. We appreciate your cooperation, fellow partisans.
Well, no, this is a red pill in a sense, because we all know the AFD is not extreme. It's merely just a party that affirms German identity, and they want to preserve it against mass immigration. There's nothing, you know, National Socialist about them, or even necessarily anti-Semitic. So, but Jews view this as problematic because when Germans, anytime a German or a white man affirms his identity, it's inherently bad. Like, they're saying that they think the AfD is a threat to Jewish life because they view any assertion of whiteness or of Germanness, of Swedishness, of Greekness as a potential form of anti-Semitism. I don't know.
Of course they do.
They don't even want you to be proud of your own country. So that's all AfD is really doing. They're very moderate. Like, they're moderate compared to like NPD.
They're like the right wing of civic nationalism.
Yeah, I mean they're a little more. I think they're more based than maybe some people let on, but they're still kind of cucked in some ways. But they're not. It's not bad. It's not a bad party.
It's at the term where, given the choice between a vote for the CDU/CSU,
yeah,
and the AfD, you're going to vote AfD 10 times out of 10 because you know you can confidently cast that vote knowing that whomever might represent your area, should they win, they're going to be better on the issues than the CDU.
It's quite funny how, like, I always thought it was cool, like in Europe, how they had Christian Democrat parties. It sounds more based. Well, democracy is gay, but, you know, like a party based on Christianity.
Right.
But it's not.
Something that affirms it, and it's totally not. Like, maybe when it first started, the CDU/CSU was great.
Yeah.
But that was at a time when the law in Germany was, if you're not ethnically German, you cannot immigrate to Germany.
Hey, you ain't, you're nothing here.
And at the time, it was the CDU and the CSU that were defending that law when it was being debated.
Yeah.
Eventually, they lost that debate, and they let in 3 million Turks.
Yeah. Well, okay, the CDU doesn't sound as base as the CSU, which is the Christian Social Union. That sounds...
Yes. CSU is also historically, and presently, more conservative than the CDU, and that's because...
The Soziale Union in Bayern.
But anyways. Yeah, the CSU is what they refer to that party in Bavaria, which is the Catholic, largely Uh-oh. Catholic part of Germany. Uh-oh. So it's has a long-standing tradition of more right-wing values compared to the Lutheran parts of Germany.
Don't degrade the Protestants, okay, dude?
I'm just telling you the facts, man.
Maybe that's why I'm sensitive about it. Maybe that's why I'm so sensitive.
You can't handle the cognitive dissonance.
Okay. Well, to be fair, my Lutheran great-grandfather converted to become a Baptist, which is cooler. I like Martin Luther, though, because that one book is pretty cool. Have you heard of it?
It was a pretty good book.
I don't know if you heard of it. It's like the Jews and their lies. Talks about like putting them in the river.
I asked this female Lutheran priest about that book.
Oh, once. God, that's a female priest. That's something that shouldn't happen.
Well, also, again, read them and weep. Her answer was that while we do consider Martin Luther to have been correct in his in some of his critiques of the Catholic Church and his idea or insistence on sola scriptura, that some of the other things that he said are no longer avowed by the Lutheran Church.
Oh.
And I didn't really need any further explanation from there.
Yeah. Come on, Lutherans. You have, like, a good foundation.
No, man, but we want to be progressive.
Yeah. I think there are more conservative Lutherans in America. I'm not sure. I think it's, what is that called? The Missouri Synod?
Yeah, the Missouri Synod, yeah.
I think they're more conservative than the mainstream, because there really was a change in a lot of mainline Protestant and even to an extent Catholic, you know, with Vatican II. Just a transition towards leftism and liberalism in all forms of Christianity. So you have like the, what do they call that? The Orthodox Presbyterians, that split off from the normal Presbyterians, you know.
Never heard of that one, I'll be honest. I know a good bit about Christianity in the United States, and I don't think I've ever heard of the Orthodox Presbyterian.
No, you don't know. They're just, they're not Orthodox in your sense, right?
I know. Have you ever heard of the Byzantine Rite Lutheran Church?
No.
Another real thing.
It was founded by conservative members of the Presbyterian Church in the United States, who strongly objected to the modernist theology during the 1930s. So, there's a lot of splits in America, you can see. Are there based organization, like based, what is that called again? Oh my gosh. What's Episcopalian groups? Are they all just suck? But
maybe
I don't,
like there's like individual churches, like maybe there's something like the Westboro Episcopalians.
Westboro Episcopalian Church.
Yeah. They just go out with signs that say, God really doesn't like homosexuals.
I think it'd be more like, God hates straights.
Oh my god, dude. You're right.
Straights doom nations. Have you heard
God hates breeder enablers.
Do you know who, well, gays breed in a different sense?
Or maybe just they say het enablers.
You know what really bops?
What?
Some of those Westboro Baptist church songs.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What is it? Israel, your doom is coming.
Like Tahava Nagila?
Yeah.
I've never heard that one.
It's like almost like, it seems like something that'd be put out by Hezbollah.
Oh my god.
Did they do a Hey Jew one? Like, hey Jews.
Hey Jews. You're living bad.
You rejected Messiah.
Your only savior.
Besides, yeah, those really bop.
Oh god. I'm trying to think of some of them that were really good. I used to listen to them back in the day because I think I've discussed this before, but like the first thing that I ever really despised from a, you know, both metaphysical and political sense is homosexuals. And so even though I didn't really like the or know much about the theology of the Westboro Baptist Church per se, you know, when I was in middle school, I would always bring them up for trolling purposes. You know, before trolling was a thing, just basically doubling down middle school style, which means, you know, just saying the most outlandish thing of the day. And at the time, it was the Westboro Baptist Church. And I'm like, they're not wrong. God does hate homosexuals.
Shooters keep coming around. Parody of Pompeii by Bastille. From Westboro Baptist Church. PDF. The logo for their website, or like, I don't know what you would call that. Is it just an upside down flag? Nation sin has reached a crisis. Living out your vain days, only pride to show. And the shooters keep coming around in the cities you love. Much blood flowing in the streets, bringing God's wrath from above. Ooh, this is scary. You are cut up and lost in rage and more crisis. Merry fags as the blood's flowing around you. Dang, this is even something that like makes me uneasy, like saying the shooters are
like Westboro is hard fucking core, man. It's not for everybody, which, you know, I don't agree with them on some more doctrinal or ecclesiastical theological concerns, but as far as these questions of sins and righteousness, like, where's the lie?
You know the song Stay With Me by Sam Smith and Mary J. Blige?
Stay!
It's like more recent. They have one that's called Fag Marriage It Can't Be.
They do have a Hey Jews.
Guess it's true. It's too late. You don't understand, but you'll have to pay every single man. Christ will return and destroy your plan. letting men marry men, walking hand in hand.
Okay.
Fag marriage, it can't be. The Bible's all you need. Fags don't love. That's clear to see. Fag marriage, it can't be.
Yeah, here's the Hey Jude parody. Hey Jews, God blessed your dads. Made a promise if you'll obey him. He said he would wash away all your filth. If you would love and never leave him. Hey Jews, your hearts grew fat. You forgot God and killed his prophets. He drew you back to him time and again, but you loved sin and played the harlot. Then you whined about your pain, would not refrain, refused to repent and mourn for your sin. When Jesus came, you were so cruel, called him a fool. You spat in his face and crucified him. Hey, Jews, don't hate your God. Fag and dyke rabbis teach rebellion. You lie about the Holocaust days, the fifth of your womb, they're little hellions. You threw down against your God. Hey, Jews, that's fraud. You're going to feast upon your children, you naughty figs. Your God hates you. Hey, Jews, it's true. The nations are poised for your destruction. Hey, Jews, you killed the king. He'll return soon. His wrath he'll bring. You thought you could cover up this great sin? The pain will soon begin. Your doom is coming. Hey, Jews, you stole that land. You disobeyed God, and he took it from you. You thought you could take it back by force? But you won't, of course. You're violent rebels. Save Jews. The time is short. All the details we know we now are summing up. He kept you, a few of you, to be saved. Now look to the skies. The Lord is coming, 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 coming. Hey, evil reprobate Jews, God you, and you know it. Hey, evil reprobate Jews, God hates you, you Christ killers. And that's the end.
This is a good one right here. It's a parody of American Idiot by Green Day.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to be an American sodomite.
Me neither.
Why is this so... This is great.
I'm telling you, man, they're pretty good at this shit. They've been doing it for a long time.
Before Meraki-U.
Yeah, honestly...
You want to be an American idiot? You're a nation under fake media. And you will hear the sound of hysteria when your creator destroys you, America.
Wow.
Welcome to the last generation of the human experimentation, because you all say it's okay to be gay. Soon there will be no tomorrow, only darkness, wailing, and sorrow. And you can never argue. Well, surely you're the faggot, America. You're a part of the sodomite agenda. And all your perverts do the propaganda. Must have missed our timely memoranda. Yeah. You want to be an American sodomite? That's just so funny.
It is good.
Oklahoma, you'll pay. Why Oklahoma?
I think because Oklahoma has given them trouble. Just legally. Westboro is in Kansas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they do a lot of their protests in Oklahoma City, which isn't too far away. And I think in the past they had, like, the state give them trouble, especially with, like, trying to protest funerals. I mean, that's the biggest reason why I didn't like them as a kid, because my patriotism, my veteran funerals, which, you know, I still respect people trying to lay their dead to rest. Oh. But,
yeah, Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be trannies.
I'm a little less incensed by their protests now, as I was back in the day, but... You know, for all the things I didn't like about them, they had plenty to like about them.
Yeah. This is funny.
It is real good. What were we talking about before this?
I do not remember at all.
Oh, right. The AFD.
Okay.
Do we want to round out that article?
Yeah.
So, despite repeatedly downplaying the horrors of the Holocaust, the far-right party has acquired some Jewish members who are drawn to its rhetoric against Muslim immigrants. The AFD is the only party in Germany that makes anti-Semitism by Muslims a topic without trivializing it. Dimitri Schulz, a Jew.
No, he's Greek. Sorry.
It's spelled the Russian way.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
but, you know, with a name like Dimitri Schulz, no surprise he's a Russian Jew.
Oh, okay. Must be descended from, like, the Soviets or something.
Yeah, Soviet rape baby. he's a Jew and a founding member of the planned Jewish AFD section, told the German news agency DPA. Maybe this guy is just like hates the fact that his grandfather, I don't know, raped his grandmother at a liberated concentration camp, and he was born a generation afterwards. Still, it's not clear how many AFD members are Jewish or how many of them plan to participate in the AFD section's founding.
Hopefully not too many.
October 7th. Is there anything historically relevant about that date?
What?
I know the Holocaust happened on that day.
It only happened on one day? What day?
No. I mean, you could just say any day is the day the Holocaust happened on. That's the joke.
Oh.
You know, if you ask somebody what happened in history today, you could just always say, like, I think the Holocaust happened today.
Yeah.
But October 7th, do you know of anything that might have meme potential there?
No. Is that when Trump got elected or something?
I don't know. No, it's definitely not, because it's October. But
I know. I didn't.
Just like Third Reich history.
Let's see. 1936. World War II, German forces capture Banská Bystrica during Slovak National Uprising in 1944. In 1924, the Uzbek SSR is founded in the Soviet Union.
Nothing that really jumps out with meme potential.
Yeah, I don't know.
A shame.
Yeah.
Oh, well. While there has been a series of violent attacks on Jews by Muslims in Germany recently, and anti-Semitism incidents have increased overall in Germany, the majority of Jews, including the country's leading Central Council of Jews in Germany, have warned about the AFD and its anti-Semitic tendencies. The co-leader of Alternative for Germany earlier this year dismissed Germany's Nazi era as, quote, a speck of bird poop in more than 1,000 years of successful German history.
Huh.
Last year, another prominent AFD member said Germany needs to perform a 180-degree turn when it comes to remembering its past, and said the Berlin Memorial to the millions of Jews killed in the Holocaust is a monument of shame.
Hmm.
Where's the lie?
What do you mean? It's a monument of pride.
Yeah. You just have a sort of covert opinion of that, like, say, it's not supposed to be a something to remember past horror, but just the one time we did something right. At the same time, there is a widespread ambivalence among Jews in Germany when it comes to the more than 1 million migrants who came to Germany since 2015.
Holy
the
moly.
Majority of whom are Muslims from countries like Syria or Iraq, with attitudes hostile to Jews in Israel. The head of the Jewish Council, Joseph Schuster, has repeatedly warned that Jews shouldn't wear their traditional skullcap, or kippah, in German areas with large Muslim populations. That's how they decided to end that story.
Huh. Hey, you know who was born today? Being born on the 27th?
Not the 27th, the 7th.
Oh, October 7th?
Yes.
Oh, maybe there's some more stuff. Sorry.
Okay, we have potential yet for some.
It's that based politician from Poland. Janusz Korwin-Mikke, whatever. I don't know how to say that.
Love that guy. He's so funny.
American the Americans defeat the British in the Second Battle of Saratoga. Let's see, something. Franco-Prussian War. In 1879, Germany and Austria-Hungary signed the Twofold Covenant and create the Dual Alliance. Okay. There's in World War II, the McCollum Memo proposes bringing the United States into the war in Europe by provoking the Japanese to attack the United States.
Hmm.
Another one, in 1942, the October Matakanau action at something begins at United something about Japan. During an uprising at Birkenau concentration camp, Jewish prisoners burned down Crematorium 4. The Communist German Democratic Republic is founded on that.
Okay, I think we've hit some salient past events memorialized or that had occurred on that particular day historically.
Yeah.
Birkenau uprising, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And they destroyed Crematorium number 4?
Yeah.
Oh, what a shame. If only they had kept it there, we would have been able to make it more mathematically probable, huh?
Yeah.
But they just had to destroy it, didn't they, huh?
Yeah.
How about that? It's just... Sorry, guys.
I promise that there was a crematorium here. I promise.
Right there, I swear.
I swear.
You know, it's a crematorium. It could burn it down. It's not like it's fireproof.
Yeah. No.
Who makes fireproof crematoriums? That makes no sense. Obviously, a crematorium is one of the places that will be most prone to being burned down.
Hey,
without 1996. Any sign of evidence.
Fox News begins broadcasting.
Oh, my God.
Matthew Shepard. A gay student from the University of Wyoming is found tied to a fence after being savagely beaten by two young adults. Remember that thing?
Yeah.
Everyone said it was like homophobia, but it was his like drug dealer.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, the war on terrorism begins.
October 7th, huh?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of interest. That's crazy how many. The GDR is created. Matthew Shepard, Fox News. War on terrorism begins. Sikh nationalists declare independence of Khalistan, but it's not internationally recognized.
What about older history?
Okay. The epoch reference date. It's. I guess it's the beginning of the Hebrew calendar in 3761 BC.
Interesting. We are discovering some real connections here.
So it says the epoch reference date origin of the modern Hebrew calendar.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Uppsala University in Sweden is incorporated or inaugurated, rather.
Really? Nothing happened like in the Roman Empire between like the start of the Hebrew calendar and Uppsala University?
It goes from 3000 BC to 1403 to the Battle of Modon. Which is
shit didn't happen for a long fucking time on October.
Probably 7th. Did, but someone didn't feel like filling it out all the way.
What about like old birthdays? Do they have that on the page?
Yeah, they do. Let's see. Not Julius Caesar, but the Drusus Julius Caesar was born October 7th.
Meh.
Grand Prince Alexander Malkovich of Tver.
I ain't even heard of that place, that princedom.
Frederick I of Denmark. Charles VIII of Sweden. I don't know, nothing interesting so far.
Yeah.
Is there any like Nazis? Greek general and politician Leonidas Paraskevopoulos.
Paraskevopoulos.
Yeah. I don't know if he's cool or not. Hey! Uncle Dave Makin. American old time country banjo player. I know who he is.
How about that?
Joe Hill. You know who that guy is, right?
It's kind of a common name. I don't know exactly who
he was a labor activist in America, but he's from Sweden.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he was a member of the IWW, or the the Industrial Workers of the World.
So...
Lefty.
Yeah,
but he was a lefty in the early 1900s, so that doesn't mean anything bad. So,
questionably Jewish.
No, I don't think so.
He sounds kind of cosmopolitan if he's like, you know, Swedish but also American.
No, he was a Swedish migrant. Like he was born and raised in Sweden and then did some work in America.
Doesn't sound like a Swedish name to me.
No, his original name is Joel Emanuel Hägglund.
Joel Emanuel, those are both Hebrew names.
Hey, come on.
Look, I'm just saying it's...
He does not look Jewish. That's the first
question you ask.
I don't know. But, you know, labor activists during this time weren't necessarily paused yet, and it was just about labor shit.
Right, no. I'll be the first to defend labor.
Who knows, he'd have been like a...
anybody, but...
Who knows what he thought about other people.
Yeah. I'm sure he, well, now you have to wonder, right? He's a transplant, he's an immigrant, but he's a labor activist. Did his beliefs about labor policy ever affect his integrity to the laborers' cause?
Wait, say it again?
Like, did his personal policy preference towards immigration ever compromise his integrity to the labor cause?
Well, I don't think that was like an issue then. I don't know. Well, maybe it was, but
that's always an issue, man. It's been an issue since the railroads were finished.
Oh, you arrow.
Yeah, go spike that railroad. It's Chinese people taking American jobs.
Chumbawamba's song about Joe Hill, By and By, appears in the 2005 album, A Sing Song and a Scrap. Thank you.
Is Chumbawamba Jewish or just Irish?
Chumbawamba's British.
It's British. They sound Irish. Is it Northern Irish?
They're from Burnley, Lancashire, England.
Guess they just happen to have that accent to them.
Yeah. They have been forthright in their stances on issues including animal rights, pacifism, and later class struggle, feminism, gay liberation, pop culture, and anti-fascism.
Wow, that escalated quickly.
Yeah. Well, they started off as
Animal rights, you know, pacifism, and a whole bunch of gay shit.
Well, they started off as an anarcho-punk band, if you didn't really know that. Yeah, in the vein of Crass.
Okay.
And then, for some reason, they had a hit in, like, 20 years after they were formed in 98, or, like, 16 years after they were formed in 98 with their tud-thumping song. Johnny one. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Whatever I gotta get me
down. I mean, that kind of sounds like a pacifist anthem.
Yeah, that is. But
it's completely non-aggressive, and it's it assumes the fact that somebody's gonna come and push you.
Yeah,
but I you're get resilient. Knocked
down, but I get up again.
That sounds kind of pacifist to me.
I poop on ground. I get up again.
I shit on the ground. I pick it up again. Nobody wants to keep that around.
What's that? There was something on Twitter that I saw about Tinder in India. I wonder if it's still there. But apparently, Tinder has
What would you call that? The title of that parody song, something like, you know, something dumping.
Is there what's a name for we have Pajit, we have street crapper,
I don't know, maybe mud dumping.
Yeah, we gotta do a parody on that.
I mean, Chumbawamba, you don't have to.
That sounds more African.
It does.
Chumbawamba.
Chunagrangna.
Chunagrangna. Yeah. Tub girl thumping.
Oh my god.
Well, is there anything else you want to talk about, you tub thumper?
You wanted to go into Tinder?
I can't find the story. Let me try again. Tinder, India. Okay, so apparently Tinder is testing a new feature in India that allows women to have more control.
Yeah.
And it's for their safety.
RT for this story.
So I'm actually on the CNN one, but this is too many ads. It's annoying me.
Fuck CNN. Yeah. You should only read and listen to RT.
Yeah.
Tinder I've actually liked them for years.
Tinder is trying a new feature which aims to give more protection to women in India, where research indicates females are more at risk of being abused than anywhere else in the world. Huh. Who would have thought?
I believe it. They have a thing with gang rape there.
They're not a good people.
No.
Yeah. I mean, the show Bob's thing is real.
Piss in the street today.
You're trying to
piss
come up.
Piss in the street today. Well, that one just, you know, came up to my mind when you said they're not good people.
Let me look at the lyrics for the song.
Nah, finish the story.
That was basically the important parts, but I'll read more. The My Move feature will allow women to opt in for a setting where they'll be the only ones able to start a conversation when there is a match.
Can't have Grangdeep Nahpatnu ask to, instead of saying hello, just to say, send Bob Zanvagine to start the conversation.
Well, they'll send something. Sometimes they get weird. It's like, send poop hole.
You know, let me put my ass in your asshole. That's a real one.
It is.
I think that's one of my personal favorites. You know, Bob's vagine are nice, but ass in your ass. Like, what, you have to wonder what he really meant by that.
India is said to be Tinder's largest market in Asia.
Okay, well, how about per capita?
It doesn't say.
I hope it's per capita as well.
Yeah, and it's also the chattiest globally, as it has the largest amount of people using the in-app messaging service.
Well, it's big fucking shock.
Yeah. it says the world's fastest growing economy still has a long way to go in terms of implementing measures to keep women safe. I don't think anything will stop that.
Yeah, genocide, is that what they're hinting at?
Stop being women. I mean, stop being Indian. Will you stop being Indian?
Like, full surgical castration.
Yeah. He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a vodka drink. He drinks lager drink. He drinks a Celebise.
Oh, man. I saw this one documentary where, like, these quote-unquote chocolate milk salesmen.
What?
In
no.
India,
no.
Just, like, use sewer water.
No.
And put them in old jugs, like plastic jugs.
Oh, no.
And then use, like, a lighter to melt the plastic back on so it looks like the security seal is intact. But really, they're just going to, like, a sewer drain and filling it up there. So, like, it just looks brown.
Like
chocolate milk.
That's really gross.
You drink the sewer drink.
you drink the sewer drink? They
you
like
think it's chocolate milk.
Oh, Danny boy, what should we do for that? Because there's that part that says, oh, Danny boy, Danny boy.
Maybe Brahmin boy.
Oh, Brahmin boy.
Pakistani boy. Pakistani boy.
Yeah, so you know what song I like? It said people also search for Steal My Sunshine from Len.
Yeah, that was a bop back in the
that
day.
That thing really bopped in like 98 when you're like 3.
Yeah.
That was pretty like,
you know, my favorite song, the first time I ever declared a song to be my favorite, I think I was like 3 years old, and it's just because it was played over and over on the radio, but I did like it. Putting Cruz, I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight.
I don't know what that one sounds like.
Oh, you have to, Mads.
I probably know it, but
very famous
I Just Died
80s pop song.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that's 80s, I was assuming.
But they were still playing it on the radio at the time, like a lot.
Yeah, I know which one. I thought it was that one, but I'm like,
and I remember
just died in your arms tonight.
I just happened to really like that one, you know, when I was 3.
What about All Star from Smash Mouth 99?
They also played that a lot of the time, and yeah, we like.
I remember Song 2 from Blur.
I didn't know that song till I was older.
I remember Teen Spirit. I remember, or Smells Like Teen Spirit. Sorry, I remember that stupid song from Moby, and not the Porcelain. That one's cool, but that song from Moby, and what's that girl from that broad from No Doubt? Moby and Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani, Italian American.
Yeah, Southside. Yeah, I remember this. Released 1999. I remember that when I was a kid. So. Because my parents, they were Gen Xers, they were kind of cool. You know, my dad was into punk rock as a kid, so we didn't just listen to game, like whatever is on the radio. So there'd be, well, this is more radio stuff, but you know, he would listen to punk and stuff in the car. So
yeah, nah, I was given a extreme dose of radio, you know, hits from a very young age because I had like a 30-minute commute to my preschool.
What? And you're driving? You're the one doing...
Obviously not. I just know now that it was 30 minutes. I obviously didn't have a sense of time back then. But, you know, 30 minutes for a 3- and 4-year-old is a long-ass time.
It is.
Feels like forever, especially like the days when we had traffic. I remember those specifically because I got a lot of... I got real traffic sick, like just motion sickness. Ugh. When there was bumper-to-bumper traffic, but...
Got some bumping music in the car and the bumper-to-bumper traffic. Yeah, my
mom, you know, trying to drop me off at a preschool would have the radio on and...
You know what really bopped?
What?
Mmm-bop from Hanson.
Do I know that one?
Mmm-bop, dip-dip-bop, da-doo-wop, shibba-dap-dip-da-boo-wop, dip-dap-da-doo.
Maybe I've heard it.
You don't know that song?
Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, there's something mental.
Should I know it?
Yeah, it's Hanson.
Sorry.
They were a tween band or teen. They were three blonde-haired, blue-eyed brothers. The youngest one was like 11. The oldest one was like 15. And they had that song, Mbop. There's no way you don't know this. Listen to it for me.
Okay. Did you... post a link to it.
Just search for Mbop, dude.
Alright.
Mbop. This guy, this song Mbops.
Alright.
Mbop, doop, bop,
I found
ba-do-bop. It. Doobie-dop. Make sure it doesn't leak over. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah.
I've never heard this before.
You haven't? 97, nope. Dude. Maybe it's because you weren't born yet. Well, actually, you were. I don't know when you were born. You have so many relations in your life. Only one or two will last. You go through all the pain and strife. Then you turn your back and they're gone so fast. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Huh. And they're gone so fast. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's... Everyone knows who that is. Must be weird being the odd kid out.
The beginning of it... The guitar portion, at least, made me think of another song that I would hear all the time. When It's Over by Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray! More like Sugar Gay.
Like,
that was the gayest band I remember from running.
The beginning of that song, bop, sort of similar to the refrain of When It's Over.
I don't remember. I just hated Sugar Ray so much. I don't remember. Gosh, they started in 1986. Sugar Ray.
Yeah, those guys are old.
They didn't get big until the late 90s. So you just gotta believe in yourself, bro.
That was a simpler time, man.
Yeah.
Where, like, you could still be, still have, like, an unironically, you know, upbeat sort of tone to your lyricism.
What about that horrendous band Everclear? And they have the Greek singer.
Everclear. What do I know of them?
Art Alexakis. Alexakis. What's that? The song called Santa Monica. It's just a stupid, like, I can't even notice the difference between that and every other song from 97.
1997.
Or something like that. I don't know when it was released. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now I remember it.
When I first saw that video, like, recently, I'm like, that nigga's gotta be Greek! And I searched up, he's Greek. doesn't he look Greek?
Yeah, he does.
He's like, hey, he's kinda cool looking. And I'm like, oh, he's gotta be Greek. Anyone who looks that cool has gotta be Greek. He's just a Greek guy.
You gotta support the culture.
Yeah.
You know, even if they are just, corporate grunge.
Yeah, corporate grunge.
Well, yeah, it's kind of what their sound was. It's yeah, like it's... the music industry had just seen the success of grunge and figured, hey, let's fabricate some stars out of it, and produced bands like Everclear and I don't know.
I remember people looking like that. This like him. My dad had friends that looked like
the hairstyle.
Him. Yeah, like the what do they call that? That kind of blonde hair, bleached blonde.
Bleached blonde.
Yeah, but short and wearing those. I don't know, spiked up.
Oh yeah, yeah. The frosted tips.
No, this is before frosted tips. It was the whole thing was frost, not just the tips.
Frosted spikes.
Yeah, but is there anything else you want to talk about? Is there any other like songs?
I don't know. We were talking about, how do we get from Indian Tinder to the 90s?
Because we're doing a tud thumping from Chumbawamba.
Mud dumping, right.
Yeah, mud dumping. I still can't figure out. So he's got a chocolate drink. He's got a poopy drink. He's got a chocolate drink. He's got a poopy drink.
The sewer drink.
Sewer drink. She's so high. I'm looking at recommended songs.
Yeah, that was also it makes
you feel good, doesn't it? That song.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's sincerely upbeat. There's nothing about it that's supposed to be cynical or
just pure
disenchanted.
Nasty. Like, you're such a flippin' hoe. I love it. You're such a... I'm a sick fuck. I like to...
I'm a sick fuck. I like to quick fuck.
He says that for like 30 seconds.
Clearly that was just a joke. But, like, it's totally ironic. That's the thing, man. There's no sincerity to it at all.
Well, he had that song, Kanye West. What is that? The Poopity Scoop. Scoop. Because that was just a troll song. It wasn't even a serious song.
Exactly. Nobody takes their art seriously. And you can hardly call it art at that point. It's just a financial performance.
Yeah.
If you've seen the music video for the Kanye's new song, him and
Lil Pump.
Yeah, Lil Pump dressed like Roblox.
Yeah, we all know that. We all know that image.
Right. And that's just a joke. Niggas ain't gonna start wearing Roblox shoulder pads.
I wouldn't be surprised though, because you remember that thing that Pharrell was doing, wearing that big old hat?
Niggas didn't start wearing hats like that after Pharrell. Come on. Like, we've reached the... We're past the zenith of
eat cereal
of black emulation when it comes to just outlandish fashion trends. I think the
Pharrell's hat was best.
Yeah, the peak of that was just the proliferation of those fucking terrible clown shoes.
There's got to be like a picture of Pharrell with that hat, but they did the shortening thing like they do now. They've got to have one. You know what I'm talking about?
Just like make him look tiny.
Yeah.
With a jazz hat on.
Yeah. Why did he wear that?
I don't know, man. And it's Pharrell. Who gives a shit? I didn't think it was all that funny. I thought it was just weird.
Butterfly from Crazy Town. Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar baby.
It's a song I only knew about from people referencing it, never because I heard it like organically.
It's the white trash theme song, stripper theme song. Yeah.
Yeah, there could be contenders for that, but maybe that's out of the gate, takes first place.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm good. Anything else you want to say?
I have a fortune cookie here.
Let's see what your fortune is. The Chinese are good at
bonds that will greatly impact your life.
Okay. Hey, we have a bond here between you and me. And we have a bond with the audience.
Exactly.
We have a bond with Crazy Town. We have a bond.
Maybe we all will greatly impact each other's lives. I hope so.
Instead of calling it Clown World, we should just call it Crazy Town. We live in Crazy Town now. And that song's just playing everywhere. But my name is Anglo, and with me I have Nikkei, and we're signing off.
Thanks for listening. Thank you.